Welcome to the Altus State and Local Tax and Advisory Podcast Series. Today we have a very special segment where Jeff Glock, a senior director with Altus Group, is going to be interviewing Rob Unkle, who's a senior manager with Altus Group, about some key real estate and economic trends as they relate to the hospitality sector. And Rob has more than 20 years of experience in the real estate industry with a proven track record of identifying and implementing major cost savings initiatives for clients. Rob is also an integral part of the Altus Group real property tax practice and oversees engagements for many different asset classes, including hospitality. And finally, prior to joining Altus Group, Rob was a senior tax manager for a major hotel REIT and has extensive experience in managing property taxes for large portfolios of properties throughout the U.S. And with that, I'm going to hand it over to Jeff.
Thanks, Matt. Great to be here today with you, Rob. There's much optimism about the U.S. economy. Is the same true for the U.S. hospitality industry?
Yes, Jeff, it is. And, you know, if you take a look at the last published data by STR, occupancy for the month of September was 69.7%. This was an increase of 3.3% from the previous month. Average daily rate was $122, representing a 4.6% increase over the previous month. The changes in occupancy and ADR allowed revenue per available room, or RevPAR, to increase 8% from August to $82.82.
What about year-to-date?
Very good question. With the positive results in September for occupancy, ADR, and RevPAR, this continued the positive year-to-date trends for occupancy at 67.3%, ADR at $120.35, and RevPAR at $80.94. This represents increases of 2%, 4.7%, and 6.7% respectively. One thing I want to point out, STR published some interesting tidbits of information. The occupancy for September was the highest for any September since 1995. The ADR and RevPAR were the highest for any September since STR started benchmarking these performance metrics. So I look for a very strong 2016.
Okay. So the U.S. hotel industry is reporting increased occupancy, average daily rate, and revenue per available room. How is this impacting hotel values and corresponding real estate assessments?
Well, undoubtedly, I anticipate hotel values will experience increases in 2016. I think assessors are following the economy. They're tracking data regarding hotel operations. They will incorporate any information they can gather to allow for increases in property values. We are also seeing assessors going after purchase prices of hotels. There again, 2016 should be very interesting for the hotel values.
Okay, so as hotel valuations are increasing, so are the associated real estate assessments and real estate taxes. What should owners do?
Well, first thing owners should do is not accept that if their revenues of the property increase, that should be attributable to a corresponding increase in hotel value for property tax purposes. They should constantly review their property values. As well, a lot of taxing jurisdictions base valuation on equity. So property owners should review the values of their competitive set for each hotel that they own. If your company doesn't have an internal property tax department, they should seek advice from property tax experts.
Great. What advice do you have for successful real estate appeals in the current market?
That's a good question, Jeff. To be successful in real estate appeals, you really need to break down the hotel P&L. You need to look at revenues, expenses, personal property, business value, and capitalization rates. When you look at revenues, you're looking for revenues that are stable. You don't like to see increases dramatically up or down for property tax purposes. What taxing jurisdictions will do is a lot of times they perform their valuations on mass appraisal. That's just looking at the average rate and occupancy for the different types of hotels, classes, or just hotels overall in general. So we like to look for revenue stabilization. That's the first thing. The second thing is you look at expenses. With mass appraisal, taxing jurisdictions will most of the time just apply a ratio to the gross revenues. That could be correct or incorrect. Most of the times it is incorrect. They don't look at the actual operating expenses of the property. The third thing that needs to be looked at is business value. This is the intangible and the value of the flag. Obviously, Marriott hotels have a value that is more sustainable than, say, a Holiday Inn. And last but not least, capitalization rates. These are very important to look at. These should be applied based on the type of hotel, the location of the hotel, and how the hotel is performing. If the hotel is performing bad, you have to look at a higher capitalization rate and apply that to your net operating income to generate your value.
So are there differences in how assessors value hotels around the country?
There is. There's jurisdictions that require hotel owners to file actual income and expense reports, Maryland being one of those. They will closely follow that most of the time. It really depends on the operations of the property. If they feel that the property is not performing comparable to market, they will apply market rates and market occupancy and market expenses. If you go out to the West Coast, California, based on their statutes, they only reassess properties when a change of ownership occurs. So based on that, they won't be reviewing the P&Ls on an annual basis unless an appeal is filed. Now, the Proposition 13 in California also allows for a property value to increase 2%, maximum 2%, in any given year.
Great. Thanks, Rob.
Great. Thanks, guys. And this concludes an exclusive Altus State and Local Tax and Advisory podcast interview where Jeff Glock, a senior director with Altus Group, interviewed Rob Uncle, who's a senior manager with Altus Group. And Rob provided some insights into some key real estate and economic trends as they relate to the hospitality sector. And Jeff and Rob, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.